What's up, what's up? This is another episode of the Gentleman's Delegation.
Yes, sir.
How's everybody doing? Oh, man, that voice sounds familiar right there.
Yes, it's me. It's Joe.
Oh, well, forget your voice. Well, we're going to key into the other one. What it do? Who's this?
This is your boy again, Ant Moss.
All right. We like that. We got another one, our boy Ant Moss, man. First of all, this is the Gentleman's Delegation. We got another episode. But we would like to take a little time out to say thank you for those who came out to the card party, those who caught the L's, those who got the dubs, and man,
and it was some L's.
Oh, a lot of L's.
Yes, sir. Handed them out left and right.
Yeah, left and right. You know, we gave out some gifts.
Party favors.
So, man, post any pictures. Hashtag the GDP card party. That's going to be the hashtag. So we can just get it out there.
Yes,
get
sir.
Get your 5 minutes of fame, man. Easy breezy, man.
But, man, we enjoyed that. We have a good podcast for us today. We're talking about, man, we were young, right?
Yeah.
We did some stupid stuff that we were young, but we wasn't no lip plumper, Tide Popper, bleach eye wearing. Stupid young people, right?
Not that stupid.
So, man, Aunt, you were talking about, what's one trend that you heard about that we're going to just talk about real quick?
I've been hearing this crazy fad. The kids now, this is the crazy phase. Kids now take a cellophane bag, they put a little bit of bleach in it, and they press it against their eyeball to change their eye color. So I'm going to repeat that. You take a cellophane bag, you put bleach in it, cleaning products, something that's poisonous to your body, and you're pressing it against your eyeball, your cornea.
Cornea. You need, like, do you need that?
I think you do.
I kind of think that's something important for anybody. If you want to be able to see.
All because you're not happy with your eye color.
Bro, that's going to go into a whole other thing.
We had contacts for that.
We got contacts. Well, like, who wearing colored contacts now?
Yeah, you know. Well, you got that little 10%.
I got bamboozled once or twice.
You got that little 10% that's still out there. They still getting their Cisco on.
For real?
They still getting their Cisco on.
Man, she cute with those little light green eyes. Oh, well,
trying to get their little albino on.
Bro, that's a cellophane bleach, boy.
I was a thoroughly gullible child. I would take whatever you. Oh, you got 40-inch hair. That's crazy. That's gorgeous.
I'm like, you can't be as dark.
That's crazy because yesterday your hair was mad short. I don't even. That's crazy.
Ain't no way you could be as dark as Wesley Snipes. With eyes like, you know, Pamela Anderson or somebody. Bro, no.
He was pale as a mug yesterday, but, you know, you tanned up quick.
Thank you. No. You can't.
I took all the lies.
No.
Sure.
No mas.
You took all the lies.
All of them.
I wasn't that gullible. Like, I don't understand. I wore contacts. Maybe that's the difference because I wore contacts when I was younger. So I can see the outline. I'm like, hey, that's not your normal color. But like, if you can keep it up, I ain't gonna be too mad.
I still take the line. Don't be bleaching
your eyes,
bruh. I kid you not. I saw a video and I'm sitting here just in awe. Like, wow, these kids are really stupid.
Yeah, like that's too much. We did stupid stuff. Like the stupid stuff that I did. I got on a ninja.
That's a good. That's a good question. Let's start on the left. What was the stupidest? So we ain't going to talk about, like, the most reckless, but we just going to talk about, like, your stupidest I was a child, and I can't believe I did this moment.
Ooh. We stole a shopping cart from a local grocery store and jumped in it, the two of us, and rolled down the hill full speed. Did not know where it was going to stop. Did not know where it was going to go.
Didn't think that far.
No.
Step one.
Got a mad adrenaline rush.
Step two, jumping cart.
Yeah.
Step three, after roll downhill.
After that, that was it. We didn't think that all the way through. Didn't think it all the way through.
How did that end?
I was concussed.
Okay.
I was definitely concussed. I needed an adult, and my friend, he broke his arm in two places.
Damn, sounds about right.
Oh, okay. Well, damn, that's bodily injury right there.
Yep.
Dang, you pointing at me?
Yep.
I'm trying not to look at you right now. Man. I hate this podcast because, like, normally I don't share stuff with people. What are you doing? So, I don't know if I told this story. I hopped in a car thinking I could park it. And I drove through one of my auntie's living rooms.
No. The living room?
I don't think I've heard that story.
Yeah. You gave it too much gas?
I was seven. Not I gave break. It all the time. I don't know. I don't know who allowed me to get into the driver's seat. My mom's like who was like one of the what car made the New Yorker?
Oh, Chrysler.
The Chrysler. It was a Chrysler Destiny.
Oh,
so I was in a Chrysler Destiny.
That's
like
the extra big body,
7 or 8, and it was the for those who's familiar with this term, we was at the meeting for service. And all I remember was like, oh, pull up down the driveway so everybody else who's coming after you can park in the driveway. I heard that. I was like, I'm about to crank this car up. Carport, living room, all the way into the kitchen. My mom's destiny was in the middle of this lovely, beautiful sister's kitchen. And my father was the field service officer at the time, the field service conductor, as they called it back then. And he pulled up in his car that he's purchased in the middle of the most of my family members at the time went to my same field service group, so they pleaded that my father didn't kill me. And nobody went out of service that day. We made breakfast.
They better than me. If that had been my house, I'd have been the first one. Hang him.
Stone him.
Him.
We made breakfast, and the whole field service group had like a morning goody night to save my life. Still to this day, when I drive by our house, I can see the different color brick. That my parents had to pay for to fix their house. That is the stupidest thing I've done as a kid. And I've done some stupid stuff. Got high off my asthma inhaler to the point I was frozen in time for 5 minutes. My aunt was watching me, and my mom walked in like, are you getting high? And anybody who has asthma, like, if you take it too many times, you get stuck. So I couldn't answer it. I just had my asthma inhaler in my mouth. I'm just like, oh. Oh, man, those are my, like, top two ignorant things that I've known I've done that I can remember right now.
I don't remember a lot of, like, I knew it was stupid at the time. Like, I definitely had some, like I definitely was sitting there sniffing cement, the little cement glue, and tried to, like, put my mom onto it. I was like, yo, this just smells good. I definitely remember trying to talk my mom into sniffing rubber cement, because I was like, yo, this smells.
So you were so high.
Bro, I was like 8 or something. Like, bro, I was just like, it smells good. I don't know what to tell you.
This is hitting, mom. Like, you got to get on this.
You don't even have to scratch it first, bro. You can just open the toe up.
Ma. Ma, come here.
Yeah, she snatched that up real quick. I remember that. I remember having, matter of fact, with this gentleman here, I remember having a rock fight. That was a bad life decision.
A rock fight. Yeah. Who won that battle?
It was a dirt clod fight.
But that was rocks.
That elevated to a rock fight.
Nah, because he was sneaky. And you know,
so you was throwing dirt clots. And was throwing rocks.
He was throwing rocks.
Facts.
So you lost.
Yeah. You get one or twice. You're like, these ain't exploding like they should.
What else is on my stupid childhood list? That might even be on my serial killer. What do you have?
Oh, remember we were playing frisbee with a 5-gallon paint thing, right? I threw that frisbee. Yeah, so, he caught it. He cut the whole webbing of his thumb off.
You skipped like the important part. So the important part was, so we saw some girls in the backyard that was like adjacent to his backyard. So we had to have a reason to go out and play in his backyard so we could try and get closer to the girls. And we didn't have any like outdoor activities. So we took this top of this 5-gallon paint bucket to play frisbee. But off the first throw, I proceed to cut my whole hand open. Side note, for anyone that has not cut the web of their thumb open, that jug hurts forever. Like, it was like 2 years later, and that jug still had not healed all the way on the inside.
He didn't trust anything I threw at him.
Nah, I've been smacking stuff to the ground ever since. That's probably why I don't catch good now.
No. I don't know how to catch anyone. Like,
yeah, that was a thing.
Man.
What?
Shout out to Brooklyn, brother. I don't even know that it was bad.
They wasn't. There's no way they was bad.
The stupid thing I did after that, I took a hot glue gun and tried to glue my cousin's leg to his thigh.
Hot what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know how you fold your leg all the way back? And I had the hot glue gun, and I was like, I wonder if I hot glue gun it instead of using the regular Elmer's glue, I wonder will it stick? And he can't pull his leg back out. It didn't work well.
I think, I don't know, that this goes somewhere between my my stupid childhood list and also like the day I maybe could have became a serial killer.
Nah, it wasn't so serial like, killer.
I thought toads could swim, right? So like I was throwing toads into this puddle and like the next day there was like 15 just like
and it just multiplied. Oh,
clearly murdered amphibians just
that was like just that took a dark
turn,
huh?
That's one of a couple serial killer stories. So, anyways, we'll skip the other one.
We're gonna unpack the serial killer vibe, bro. At least I haven't died. You yet. Leave you know, that right that's in the one thing.
Yeah, shout out to my cousin, man. He only had first degree burns. You know.
Yeah.
It didn't take the skin off.
That's what we first.
Shout out to his cousin. He didn't become a serial killer. Okay, yeah. That's what we appreciate right now. But I feel like so. But we wasn't.
That was stupid moments. I don't feel like we had as many. Like we wasn't eating Tide Pods. You know what I mean? Like
no.
We had all right. The baggy pants thing was stupid. That was on the tail. That was dumb. I didn't support that.
The extra large white tees. I mean, I feel like
the tall tees. Okay, I'm guilty.
Everybody was guilty of that.
It was silly. It wasn't eating Tide Pods though.
Right.
It was. Oh, like it was silly. I'll give
laughing
that.
A bunch and then holding your breath and having somebody push the air out till you passed out. I feel like social media.
We probably had open chest. Open chest was kind of not a good
thing. Oh yeah, buttermilk.
Yeah, that wasn't.
Yeah,
a
good
idea. But open chest toughened us up
or killed us.
That too.
Oh, see now you went to open chest, so we have to talk about finger pop. Y'all play quarters?
I didn't play quarters.
So you had quarters. For those who don't know, I don't know if it's a sudden thing or not. So you had a quarter spin on the lunch table, right? You spin it. It has a spin. So you have to keep the quarter spinning, right? So you have to flick it, pop it to keep the quarter spinning on its side. If the quarter stops spinning on your turn, the person can now fling the quarter at your bare knuckles that's on the table.
That's pretty creative. I know.
But when I said like I was good at that thing, but one time like a little kid got me when I said like a keloid formed on my hand at that Joker pop.
It catch you with that smooth blood blister for sure.
Bow. Oh, like golly. But like I had these big finger, but I used to say finger pop. I used to make like a Mercy.
Yeah, finger pop.
I broke somebody's finger in Mercy.
Or the hand slap.
Oh yeah.
Especially shout out to my big hand people. You know, you take that W every time. Every single time. You dealing with a dude with baby hands, he has no chance.
Big face. Like pencil pop? Nah, let's play finger pop. Bro, I don't wanna play finger pop, bro. If I don't put it flat, like you got a little gap while I'm like, Bill. The team like, yeah, what y'all doing back there? I'm like,
also, also slapjack or slap boxing.
Oh yeah, slap boxing.
See, now
condolences
slap boxing goes into something else because everybody couldn't handle slap boxing.
True.
And emotions set in because they didn't know how to put their hands up and they kept getting hit in the face.
I'll suplex you for sure if you don't.
Well, I mean,
I'm that guy.
The obvious outcome. But for the people, you know, that couldn't take slap boxing serious, obviously they didn't know how to fight. So they get.
Hold on. People with slap boxing that didn't know how to fight?
Yes.
Why?
So why would you do such a thing?
It's a fight without you being able to fight. So now you just look embarrassed and mad.
Okay, so you 11 years old in front of everybody at school. You gonna turn down the challenge?
Correct.
Of getting.
Okay. I had hands, and at least I could take a slap.
No.
If I'm just like, nah, I'm not going up there and trying to slap box somebody I knew.
This kid I knew, he had no hands. And if he didn't slap box, he was going to get jumped after school.
You better slap box. You better be the Rocky of slap boxing.
Like he just kept going
all 12 rounds.
First period, second period.
just nothing.
I give him the first round. Nothing the first
but,
round, he kept moving.
Nothing but open face defense for the rest of the.
He kept moving. It was nothing he could do about. There's nothing the other dude could do about it. He kept moving. After the second round, he was like, you know what? I'm not gonna get out of this.
Brian,
just get over it. Bloop.
Nah.
Bloop. You ain't crying, is you?
And that's when you start throwing amphibians in the puddle. Like, you know, if you get slapped down in a middle school slap box. Nah, I couldn't do it. Like,
L for him. It was a double L.
But, but at the end of the day, like, I feel like our things might have been a little aggressive, but we just didn't have those, like, wild, just like,
just wild
fads, like the fads, the eating the Tide Pod, the
spoonful of cinnamon,
bleaching your eyes,
ice challenge.
I did the ice challenge, but then like they linked it to something, so we didn't post it.
What else came out to the ice challenge? The gasoline on the hands challenge.
We all planked. That was our generation.
Yeah, we
planked. Everybody did a plank. Well, you were planking on rent, like you were planking on McDonald's signs. You were planking on people's cars.
That's true.
That was inventive. There was a couple people that was doing it off of ridiculous stuff and almost died. But for the most part, it was inventive. Yeah, interesting.
You're not gonna injure yourself.
Oh, there's plenty
permanently.
But everything now today with this new generation is drug related. If you think about it.
Yeah.
It has something to do with drugs at the end of it.
Or some chemicals, like you got the bleach.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, people that's getting high off cinnamon and nutmeg.
Or the whole Tide Pod. The Tide Pod challenge to this day. I will never understand.
If you've ever, like, that's the most hilarious thing. If you ever get curious about what nutmeg is like, just Google it. Just Google people's experience about being high off nutmeg. It is hilarious.
Right.
It is the worst sounding high ever in life. They're like, oh, I was melting into the floor for 4 hours and I wanted to die and I couldn't die, but I couldn't get out of the floor. And I'm just like, why would you do this?
Like, why? You're supposed to sprinkle this on a food-based product and make it taste better.
Supposed to go on my cake. Like, yeah, it was hilarious.
No.
But yeah, so at the end of the day, man, you know, don't get caught up in those fads. Don't be out there risking your life or doing silly stuff that's gonna mess
and
around.
Kids, don't put bleach in your eye.
Don't put bleach in your eye. Don't put bleach anywhere besides on your white clothes.
On your white clothes and mm-hmm. on the toilet bowl and on the floors with hot water. That's it.
That's it.
That's all it's made for.
I mean, diluted. That's it.
There you go.
So, with that said, we'll roll into our main topic. So, our main topic, we were talking about a list that came out, it was probably about a month or two ago, but T.I. put out a list about the top MCs. So, we were talking about, Brian has hand up.
Are we going to talk about the same buffoonery that T.I. talked about beforehand before this list came out?
If we must.
Awkward, but okay.
It was after the list came out, but go ahead.
After the list, before the list, it's T.I. He used big words. Okay? You know what I mean?
He's articulate.
Okay, see, there's a difference between articulate and just using big words because you think big words should be used.
Okay.
He uses big words just to prove that he knows the big words, which is silly.
The man came from Bankhead. Can't he just elevate himself and make him feel better about himself a little bit?
I mean, I'm with that. I'm with that. But on Rhythm and Flow, he said constituents like 19 times. And I really I really don't. I know it fit. It fit, but it really wasn't the right word for him to say. Me and my constituents.
I know. Like as much as look, man, I'm Atlanta through and through, man. As much as I love to see my Atlanta brethren do good, like T.I. just makes my brain hurt because T.I. But T.I. talks like he has a word of the day calendar, and he just. As soon as he learns a new big word, you could just tell he said, because he doesn't even just throw it into the sentence like he knows that word. He pauses, then says a big word, and then pauses afterwards. So, like you just know, he's like, yeah, nailed it. That keeps going. He gives you a minute. He'd be like, yeah, so we make the, you know, in perpetuity.
And for the people
regularly, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do.
And for the people that have not heard T.I. speak at all, he has a podcast out now called Expeditiously.
Called Expeditiously.
That's another word that he loves to use a lot. Expeditiously.
My constituents. I had to Google it. I mean, it fit my voters and you know stuff, but like a constituency. Have you ever heard? Like, come on now, T.I. Yeah, you never rap like that, Rubber Band Man. Nine in my right, 45 in my other hand. That's what he raps about.
But the rubber band represented the struggle, man.
that's 54. That's 54.
Okay. Oh man, that felt like a dad joke.
It's 45 and 9.
I understand it represented the struggle. That
was before constituents.
Yeah, before.
Wow, he had to elevate.
I mean, he elevated, but...
He had to articulate.
It's a little bit too much.
I just need... See, like, T.I.
It feel like he went to jail and read the dictionary.
T.I. talks like somebody... You know, when somebody be acting like they ain't never been nowhere before, T.I. talks like he ain't never spoke before. Like, T.I. He uses those words... Like he knows that like people don't be knowing them. Like it just it get on my nerves. It gets on my nerves because if you know those words for real, you just use them in a sentence. You don't take an extra pause to use them. You don't put emphasis on them. Like he just uses them like it's some amazing miraculous thing. And half the words they ain't even like you know seldom used words. They're just like higher vocab words that a lot of people know. So it's like why are you doing this?
It's okay, Till.
You embarrassing us all.
You had a goal in life, and that was to use proper speech at wrong times. So I'm gonna support you. You use your proper speech at wrong times.
I can't.
A goal for you. You reached your goal. I'm proud of you, brother. Expeditiously.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. Fast too. So ultra fast. So, I'm proud.
So, but what he, the story that hit a couple of weeks ago was apparently every year T.I. accompanies his daughter to the gynecologist to make sure that her hymen is still intact.
You probably go over there. Can you expeculate her hymen to approve rate her virginities?
I need a hypothesis.
So, yeah, I guess what I gathered was it was with the viewpoint of making sure that she was still a virgin, just as like being her father and trying to be, you know, sure of this. I don't even. Oh yeah, what are y'all thoughts?
I don't know why that Jazzy Faith song he did came and popped in my head. Like, hey, let's get away. Let's get a room on the other side of town. Hey, daddy, I can do what you want. I mean, I know, random.
You just ruined that whole song.
Just how T.I.
I can't even play that. No, I got to take that out.
Just how T.I. speaks.
Jazzy Faith never be the same.
I mean, like, why? Your daughter 18, right? I can understand having a conversation, asking, but like, what doctor is like buying into this? Where Tiny at? That's not Tiny's daughter,
bruh. I don't think she's 18. I don't think that's Tiny's daughter. Daughter. I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say he had two kids before Tiny.
Okay. I mean, like,
but I don't remember how old are the oldest ones.
I feel like the stricter parents just reinforce kids to be sneakier.
True.
And I hate the fact that when I saw a meme on Instagram, I was like, hey, what kind of made up word is T.I. going to say when she finds out that his daughter's doing anal? I was like, dang. What made up word is he going to use? I mean, like, you know, it's better to be, to have your kids feel like you're forthright and they can come to you about stuff than, oh, I got to go behind their back and do X, Y, Z. I'm just saying, T.I., that's just too much. Yeah, expecting a girl, Hyman, well, she only 18. You doing stuff that don't need to be done beforehand just because you might be insecure what she doing, like, bro.
The whole thing just kind of makes me uncomfortable. I don't, he's a parent, and I'm not going to say that, that's outside of his rights as a parent. But at the same time, it's just very invasive. It's kind of uncomfortable. And then, you know, just on some real scientific stuff, I mean, a broken hymen doesn't mean that they've had sex, and an unbroken hymen doesn't mean they haven't had sex. So it's not how that works. Like, so... It's super extra. Like, I don't know. I'm not a supporter, but you know, yeah. It's makes me uncomfortable.
It's weird. I don't understand it.
No, bro, you okay? You good,
bro? There's a little Velcro thing you said on my socks. Shut up.
It's weird, and I don't understand
it. Preposterous,
but at the same time, like Joel mentioned it earlier, he's a parent, so it's gonna be some feelings that T.I. probably have that I, you know, that we're probably not thinking about or that we're not considering because we're not parents. And then not only on top of that, I mean, I'm looking at it from a man's standpoint. You're a father. You have a girl. And fathers tend to be more protective, you know, over the girls than they do, you know, the son. And you do anything for your children. I mean, we all know that.
Yeah.
And
but I mean, wanting to know, I think it's very normal, very natural. If you are a parent, you obviously would want to know if your children are having sex.
Right.
You know, that is a very real, very understandable concern. And realistically speaking, I could understand, you know, we all lie to children. I could understand why you wouldn't just take their word for it.
Right.
But at the same time, like, you have to draw a line somewhere. And I just feel like that's excessive. That's a weird way to approach that situation.
And I get it. I totally get it, and I agree. I just feel like in T.I.'s defense, he has a little bit of money. I mean, is he really still a celebrity now, or is he just a dude with a lot of money now? I don't know. He falls in between that category. But when you elevate your social status and your tax bracket goes up at a certain point, I mean, you try to protect your family at any and all costs. Now, granted, like you said, I agree with you. I think that's a little bit overboard, but I think for T.I., he's looking at it like, hey, you know, my daughter's 18. You know, she's in that mind state where she might be thinking about stuff. She might be experimenting about stuff. Or she might not be telling me this or might be telling me that. Or she get caught in a situation that she may not know about. And guess who's going to come out of pocket? Or she might get herself in a situation that she don't know what to deal about. Guess who's going to have to get her out of that situation? So I kind of look at it that way. But I still agree with you. That the whole gynecologist thing, yeah, that's too much. But I'm trying to be fair from a parent's aspect and try to keep it on both sides of the spectrum and look at it that way.
Yeah, I mean, none of the three of us have kids, so I think we all have to kind of speak a little bit out of our area of comfort because we don't have daughters. But at the same time, like, that's just...
I know for a fact that if I was T.I. in his situation, if you did it, you just did it. I had to take that L and move on.
I mean, yeah, I would assume that every parent would love to know where their children are at, you know, every moment of the day, right? Like, you know... You want to know that. You don't want to ask about it. You don't want to keep take their word for it. But you got to draw the line somewhere.
In this day and age, and especially for her to be 18, and she's supposedly a virgin,
I think even if you feel like that is acceptable, 18 is a line for it.
Yeah.
You know I mean, because like now you're an adult. Now you're, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a little.
You're crossing boundaries.
Yeah. I'm already probably not in the group that's going to say it's cool, but especially like now that you're hitting 18, like, you got to have a cutoff point.
Yeah.
Even if you did think that was all right. But, but that was just a bit of a side point. What we really had. T.I. on our radar a little bit today.
Extemporaneously. I'm going to try as many big words as I can.
Parallelogram.
He looked them up on his phone, by the way.
Supercalifragilistic. Expialidocious.
Constituents. His list. We are thoroughly not a hip-hop podcast. However, I feel like Anthony sent me the wrong list. But T.I. did put out a list of hip-hop MCs. Also, Funk Flex put out a top 50 living MCs list. And so we did have Ant here, which is a bit of a hip-hop head, myself as well. So we wanted to have a little bit of a conversation about what we thought about that list, as far as how we felt about everybody fell on it.
I'm not gonna lie to you, both of these lists for me was kind of confusing. Funkmaster Flex kind of tried to put his into the contrast a little bit when he broke down like the narratives and everything and the categories. So I kind of understood where his list was coming from. T.I., I'm not really sure. He kind of threw me all the way left with his. But, for T.I.'s top 50 list, Let's put this out here first. For T.I.'s top 50 list, his was Dead or Alive. Because he had artists that's currently alive right now and also the artist that's deceased at the moment.
Yeah.
And Funkmaster Flex list is top 50 living MCs. And he based his MCs off of skill level, bars, body of work, and impact. So it's pretty interesting. We have had many side conversations off of this. That's how this that's how this podcast came up.
Yeah.
So we had to speak on it, man. And we just had to speak on it, get it out there, and also hear everybody else's thoughts. So
which one y'all got pulled up first? Because I only have the Funkmaster Flex. Top 50 living MCs.
Yeah, you only have Funk Flex. Yeah.
You don't have T.I.'s?
No, I don't have T.I.'s yet. So this is living.
So I'll start with that one. I mean, I think it was an interesting list. I think, you know, so here's my beef with list, right?
What's beef?
And I'll say Funk did a little bit of to help my main issue. And that's a lot of people throw out lists, but they don't really give like the criteria. You know, they just say top 50. But top 50 is going to be drastically different. Top anything is going to be drastically different when you are talking about different things. Like, are you talking about, you know, their impact on just the industry in general? Or are you talking about their just their skill set as a wordsmith? Or are you talking about you know, their actual catalog as far as like, you know, number ones or their sales or, you know, what do you or just how they perform? Because you might have an incredible performer, but he didn't write any of his stuff. So now, you know, if you're listing off of their pen, then it's going to be a very different list, because that person, if you ain't writing your own stuff, you're not on the pen list at all.
Very different.
So I think that is a big thing. So Funk Flex, his top 50 living, he said it was based on skill level, meaning their bars, their body of work, and their impact. And I don't know. I mean, I know we definitely don't have time to dig into a top 50. Do we want to say maybe a?
I mean, we definitely can address the top 10.
I could do top 10. I could do top 10.
top 10 for both?
Yeah, because I have it. I'm not going to lie. Like you said, I love Funkmaster Flex because he mentioned the criteria, but I have an issue with this top 10.
With his top 10?
With his top 10.
Okay, let's get on to that one. So let us be clear. Who's in the top 10 of Funkmaster Flex?
Okay, so number one, we're going to start off with Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
Is number one.
Yeah.
Number two is Andre 3000.
Okay.
Number three is Nas. Okay. Number four is Rakim.
Okay.
Number five is Drake with a questionable pen and hyphen.
Okay.
On the side. Number six, J. Cole. Number seven, Kendrick Lamar. Number eight, Pusha T. Number nine, Jadakiss. And number 10, Black Thought.
Black Thought.
So,
yeah. There's definitely some, but I get a hard time.
So, we're going to focus on the top 10. Right. So, let's just go. And this is Flex's. So, this is Flex's top 50 living MCs. And we talked about that. We are going to break down again. He said skill level, bars, body of work, impact is how Flex broke down his. Joe, like, if you had to say, do you feel everybody feel good with the top three?
I can't argue with the top three.
I don't know.
Okay, I mean, like, that's what we're here talking about.
So, like, look, man, I love Andre, but I don't know if Andre in Atlanta, I don't even want to say this for real, but I don't know if Andre is going to make top two. Like, I don't know. Same thing with Nas. Like, I think Jay, with the length of his career, the impact he's had, his pen, I don't think you can really mess with Jay. I keep it on. Because there's people whose pen I think is better. But, I mean, from the way that he has turned his, first of all, we haven't seen a lot of people like Jay-Z that have started as a young man rapping as a young man that has turned into a mature older,
you know, mogul,
a grown man that is giving you grown man bars, yeah, and speaking from his. We haven't seen a lot of people that have been able to make that transition. So first and foremost, like, he gets the gold star for that. Then you got, on a business standpoint, you haven't seen a lot of people. You haven't seen anybody, honestly.
Joe,
take the path that he's taking.
Joe, based off of that, Nas deserved to be up there.
Yeah, like, if you,
but Nas ain't as relevant as Jay is now.
But
he's not as relevant.
Nas has been around as long as Jay, there has never been a point to me that Jay has been surpassed, or honestly, like, really ain't he really being equal to Nas. Like, Jay has been beating Nas, and every time there was a competition, Jay beat him. Yeah, Nas will tell you, when they had, I forget what song that was in, but even Nas said, I survived the greatest rapper alive. Like, nigga, survived is not a goal. That is not a dub. You survived y'all's arc, you know what I'm saying? Y'all's beef.
Surviving the number, like, if you put in Jay at number one.
What is Jay, do you have any idea what Nas is doing right now? I don't.
Well, right now,
living his best
life. I know everything that Jay is doing right now.
But see, like,
what is Nas doing?
Well, let me rewind first.
What's the last Nas album that you was really bumping with?
He actually did an album with, he did a collab album with Swiss Beatz that just came back
out. Yeah.
I forgot the name of the album. Please forget.
So how much are, like, okay, so, like, so the last album that Jay came out with,
444, like, was incredible.
It was incredible, right? Bet. It was a good album. Nas came out with
Hip Hop Is Dead was trash. What came after Hip Hop Is Dead?
The album that he just came out, Hip Hop Was Dead, was trash.
The album he did that Kanye produced.
I feel like that was trash. All this
stuff, like, but I mean, like, that's one and two. Like, if you're going against the best rapper,
but Nas has dropped albums after Hip Hop Was Dead. It's just, it didn't get a lot of notoriety like Jay-Z.
Because it wasn't as good.
Because he didn't marry Beyonce.
That's his problem. He married Cleese. He made his choice.
Yeah,
also, Joe, to go along with the mogul part, a lot of people don't realize Nas made a lot of business moves, a lot of mogul moves. A lot of people don't know that Nas was one of the founders of Ring.
All right, hold on. All right, so he had Hip Hop Is Dead in 06. He had that Untitled Nigga one in 2008. He had Life Is Good in 2012. And I don't even know what was on that album. And he had Nasir in 2018.
So, yeah, what's that? Three albums? Four?
And two of those, I ain't even heard the name of before. I couldn't tell you what
his current one now that he just released.
What's the name of it?
I'm about to tell you right
now. Okay. But I can tell you the name of Jay-Z's was 444.
Yeah, but, like, I knew Nas here. Like, what's the one before 444? What was the one before that? I mean, like, you know what I mean? Yes, if you see it that big, it was a good album. We loved it. Nasir was a good album. The nigga one, I didn't know about that one. But, you know, you'll hear stuff. But I feel like there are certain founding fathers that you'll have to put up there. I like Andre. I'm from Atlanta. But I'm going to probably put Nas at two. Just because his impact wasn't as big as Jay-Z, but a lot of your impact for Jay-Z is not just purely hip-hop. Yes, he made great moves.
Well, but see, if we're going to talk about impact, I mean, I wouldn't put either of them that high. But if we're gonna put Nas that high, I'm not gonna.
Who's above Jay-Z and Nas living rappers?
I mean, if we're gonna say that, I would say Andre. If we're gonna just talking about those two, I'd put Andre above Nas because Andre
and Jay-Z.
I wouldn't put him above Jay-Z, but I would put Andre above Nas.
Wait,
so Andre hasn't
I wouldn't put either. I wouldn't put either of them at 2 and 3.
7, 8 years.
But his body of work is smaller, but his impact as far as them making a mark in the South, New York already had a place, California already had a place, so the West Side and the East Side already had places in the hip hop. So Nas ain't getting the points for that. But Andre was definitely a part of the people that, you know what I'm saying, we all know the quote, the hip hop had South got something to say.
Yeah.
We all know that Andre and Big Boi had a big part in bringing Atlanta into music, you know what I'm saying, into hip hop, and that has continued on, you know what I'm saying, where now Atlanta is a dominating force in hip hop, and Riley has probably been the ones to have the most to say in that here recently.
Yeah.
So impact, I would say Andre had way more to do than Nas. Me personally, I would say Andre had a better pen than Nas. So with that, you know, we're talking about three things. So 2 out of 3. Because, yes, Ooh. Nas had a bigger, better body of work.
Yeah, Nas had a better body of work.
As far as bars, I'm giving it to Andre.
But from the impact standpoint of view, I mean, look who Nas had around him. I mean,
skill level, bars, body of work, impact.
Nas was affiliated with Mobb Deep.
Well, skill level and bars is the same thing. He's got it in parentheses.
Oh, skill level and bars is the same thing. Okay, body of work.
So it's three things.
Impact.
So do you want to say content?
I mean, we still want the same.
No, I mean, I'm saying skill levels, like, they rappers. And I think as far as actual writers and rappers, I'm going Andre over Nas. As far as body of work, I'm going Nas over Andre. As far as impact on the industry, I'm going Andre over Nas.
I can't argue that.
So that's 2 out of 3. So honestly, I would have to put both of them lower for me personally. Equal, but,
like, lower than what? 2 and 3?
Yeah, I wouldn't put them 2 and 3.
So who's above them? That's my question. You keep on saying like you want to drop people lower, but who's going to be above them?
And I in the top ten, who's above Nas and Jay-Z?
Even in the top five, like who are you putting at 2 and 3 if you say they need to be lower?
When you're taking those three, I'm putting Jay first. I'm not going to argue with Jay first. Okay. We're talking about Alive. I can't argue with Jay. Looking at just the people on this list, so don't kill us if there's anybody not on this list that y'all feel like should be.
And trust, we're gonna post the top 50 MCs from T.I. and Funkmaster Flex on the Gentleman Delegation page, so y'all can see for yourselves.
Honestly, I am probably putting. That's gonna be unpopular.
I'm not putting anybody in front of them.
I gotta say M. I ain't gonna flex. Wayne is a conversation. I have to say M. And honestly,
Drake has no business being top five. I'm sorry. I said it.
Drake is one of those.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about Drake yet. We're going to come back to Drake.
So, I feel like I'm okay with this.
But here's the thing. Like, all right. So, skill set, as much as honestly it digs him in a hole sometimes, there's not a lot of people that have the level of rapping ability of Eminem. It is what it is. Just period. Am I going to tell you sonically I love all his songs? Absolutely not. But am I going to tell you as far as wordplay and the actual like time, like he puts things together like puzzles. He, as far as an actual rapper, outraps almost everybody on this list. So I'm not going to tell you. Who? It ain't Jay. It ain't Nas. I love Andre, but it ain't Andre.
He can't out-rap Andre. I'm sorry. And this is my reason. And I said this to a lot of people. And I'm a huge Eminem fan. But we all know Eminem's story, how he got into the game. We all know all of the rap battles, the whole 8 Mile story, the movie, all of that, his whole life story, how he became the like one of the top dogs of MCs that he is today. But how much practice did Eminem put in? How much work did Eminem put in? How many times a day you see him writing in his pad in the movie? Or he reciting his rhymes and he rehearsing, he doing this, he doing that. You saw Eminem doing that a lot. Andre 3000 did that effortlessly. He didn't have to practice like that.
You don't get points for that, though.
What you mean you don't get points?
When somebody's at the Olympics, you ain't trying to find out what they bet. It's whoever ran the best. It's whoever
Andre, did, you know Andre didn't. It's Andre the best really athlete. Didn't need practice. Andre just got on the mic and just let loose.
I'm not giving points for that. Natural ability is great. But when we look at athletes, we don't care. We don't say, oh, well, you know, all right, well, LeBron is this tall and was naturally this strong or whatever.
Oh, yeah, we do definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Points is points.
We put LeBron down because he's giving all this God-given ability and he's not doing what people with less are doing. So I think it's the vice versa. It's vice versa with what Ant is saying. I mean,
I'm about final product. I don't care about how we got to the final product. Honestly, you know, we're on level grounds. We're not talking about people that are getting things written for them or whatever. But if we're talking, you know, I'm about final product. And for me, as far as wordplay, as far as rhyme schemes, as far as putting, you know, what rap is when we're talking about like actual, like deep, not just making a song that's catchy, but we're talking about rap, rhyming words, putting things together in, you know, articulately and really making an art form of it. I love Dre. Dre is one of my favorite rappers, but I can't put him over him. Okay, I feel so like if from a statistical, scientific, really studying this ish standpoint, if you really look at they flows and they worm scheme, Dre is from the South. Let's keep it a buck. Dre got a slow tempo for the most part. Dre rolls through his stuff. Dre has a pretty standard rhyme scheme to things. Eminem does not.
I'm going to say
he don't. It is what it is.
Eminem. So you just gonna discredit all of they early work? When they was doing the fast rhyming,
I feel like Eminem gets a lot.
It ain't the same.
And Dre's unorthodox cadence.
That's just like,
and you know, really, Eminem really has an unorthodox cadence. I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk over you, but you know, Eminem has an unorthodox cadence, and also Dre has an unorthodox cadence. But how many times have we heard millions of people say, "Oh, when they hear Kendrick Lamar, they hear 3 stacks." Or they might hear such and such person, they hear 3 stacks. You don't hear that many people saying, oh, I hear Eminem.
That's because a lot of people ain't able to do what Eminem's able to do.
I don't think a lot of people are saying
that. That's the same thing as like Twista. It's like, you know, you're not going to hear a lot of people say, oh, he sounds like Twista. Because Twista. Like, you're not going to hear a lot of people that are able to do what Twista is able to do.
But Twista is more like gimmicky, right? He's gimmicky.
I'm not gonna call him gimmickly. I would say Twista very much so is just natural talent. Like a lot of people can't physically do what he is able to do.
Eminem, what you're saying right now, what made Eminem? His cadence, his wordplay, his punchlines, how he delivers his flow is really what I just feel like Eminem.
I think Eminem, first of all, I think, honestly, most of the time, it's to his detriment. I think Eminem really attacks rap in a way that most people do not. I'll tell you, like, most of his stuff, he is not. I like a lot of his stuff, but most of his stuff, sonically, especially more recently, I've not been a fan of. Like, his rhyme schemes are incredible, but he goes so in depth. You ever hear somebody talk about something that they really care about that is like super in depth and you don't understand that junk, so you just kind of have to go with it and they be excited as crap about it, but you just kind of have to like, oh, say okay, you know, cool, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like most of his music is right now. He is so in depth to such an advanced level about rhyming. Like, it's just so far outside. I love Andre, but Andre is still like standard. You never have to like realize. If you listen to Dre, you never have to wonder what's rhyming.
I feel like
sometimes you listen to Eminem and you'd be like, okay, he's really rhyming the third part of every 12th word.
I think
that it's different, bro.
If you have to do different. That, it's the same thing to me, right? If it's classic, it's classic. It's always going to be in style. If you know you can consistently do this, this is you. Like, well, if it's not,
we're
broke,
talking
don't
about
fix it.
We're talking about skill level.
Skill level, yeah.
And I'm
so
saying
I don't feel like they're not too much different.
I say it like this.
I think
Eminem could do everything Dre does. I don't think Dre could do everything Eminem does.
I disagree, because the simple fact that you said, okay, Eminem could do everything that Dre does. The one thing that Dre has over Eminem is versatility. Eminem is not versatile.
You can't. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And you, some of the tracks that Eminem will be, you can't ask and Eminem
Joel,
to be on John Legend's
and Joel, keep
song,
it a,
like,
keep
hey,
it a buck.
Put it up.
Keep it a buck. His whole career either been rap beefs, his life story, whether it was his baby mama, his mama, or his kids, or his drug addiction, or him growing up a poor white trailer trash kid, or just, you know, somebody making a small tiniest comment that probably wasn't even that offensive at Eminem, and he just boom, go straight at him. That's been Eminem's whole career. Dre, no. How many rap beefs has Andre 3000 been in? Anybody?
No.
You don't hear about Dre in a rap beef like that. But versatility, I can't put Eminem in that category of versatility. That's why I put Dre over Eminem. I'm sorry.
Now, do I feel like Eminem should be in the top five? Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely in the top five.
That's no discredit to Eminem, because I love Eminem.
I'll put him over Drake with the questionable pen, even though I like Drake. I'll put him.
Drake does not.
Yeah, he's. I'm like he's in the maybe 8, 9, 10 where I put him. But as far as just Andre will get the 2 out of 3 from Eminem.
But yeah,
for me, I put Eminem at 4. Unfortunately, I wasn't around with too much Rakim stuff. I think Rakim is at 4 right now on Flexus.
Yeah, Rakim is tricky because
he gets the impact.
He's high in impact.
I don't think he has a skill level.
He's okay in skill level. And I don't know. I want to say no on the body of work. I definitely
say no on body of work.
I mean, I know Rakim, but I haven't ever felt the need to kind of go back into his catalog. And so as far as I'm aware of his catalog, it's not in depth enough for me to give him a lot of points in body of work.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about, I mean, even some of the old school cats, like, you know, you look at a LL Cool J, his body of work, like LL has been dropping albums for a long doggone time, and we still all know LL. That's kind of one of those things, like when you know him and your parents know him, you ain't going to say LL to a lot of people. And I promise you, most of them don't know him from Deep Blue Sea. You know what I mean? So it's like,
that's true. Yeah.
So it's like, you got a lot of people that might know Snoop, but it's like, you might know Snoop from other stuff. I don't know about Rakim, man. And I'm willing to be ignorant, you know what I'm saying, to Rakim's quality. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, like, legit, like, besides, like, probably his like top 3 or 4 songs, probably the next thing I know from him is that look like Contagious Truth Hurt song. Like, Like, Rakim was definitely not my, you know, I might know like five Rakim songs, but
I mean, like, for the people that don't know like anything outside of Paid in Full and Microphone Fiend and
that's
it for me. Stuff like that, yeah. But a lot of people is not gonna put Rakim in a number four spot. That's why I said Rakim is really tricky.
I think yeah. So I don't know. So Rakim for me is definitely gonna be lower. For me, Andre and Nas is gonna be like a notch or down too. But
so you putting Jay? So you doing Jay Z, Eminem?
Bro, they got M at 15, bro. That's ridiculous.
Okay, see, I'm not with that.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
I agree with you. M is too far down.
M is easy in my top five. Honestly, I got to put him above Nas and Dre for me personally.
Okay, so
probably under Jay. Jay has just had such an incredible career. There's really no comparison to Jay.
But he's lacking the skill level. He's boosted up because of impact and body of work.
Wait, who's lacking the skill level?
I'm just saying, like, with Jay-Z. Like, we saying...
When it comes down to him and Eminem.
Yeah, like, he's not up there because of purely on skill level and bars. But mostly because of his impact.
Honestly, yeah, I think
he's been the longest tenured.
I think
still
Jay,
at the top of his game.
I think Jay's content has changed. I think Jay's flow has been pretty like Jay don't have a lot of different lanes. He's been giving us the same flow and the same, you know what I'm saying? Like I can't say he's changed all that much. I mean, obviously, like first album to last album, yes, he's changed. But I think his content and his maturity level has changed more than like his abilities and his. So I'm not gonna give him a big, you know, gold star as far as like his range.
Yeah,
I think he's been giving us that same flow.
Shout out to Jay because he blew me when that whole story of OJ came out, and I watched that video. That video was powerful.
Yeah.
That video was really powerful.
Yeah.
I'm not even.
I think that, but again, that was far more in the impact than skills.
Yeah, but I was.
I think he's been dang near giving us the same like flow since day one. Like
he was, but
which is an incredible flow. It's not a knock towards his flow, but it is. It's not a lot of like range. If we're gonna try and hit M for the range, I think M got more range than Jay.
Right.
Jay's been giving us the same thing on every different song and different beats.
I never would have expected content like that from Jay-Z when he dropped that. So
yeah, I think the maturity that he kind of brought.
That added to his skill level because you can see the change.
And we really just have not seen that a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if any, I mean, maybe Snoop, but it's like really
we
haven't seen anybody transition smoothly.
Snoop is disrespectful on here.
Yeah, that's another one.
Cause where they got Snoop at?
Snoop is down there, dog. Like,
I don't even, hold
see,
on, come
like
on.
For me, like
Snoop is not even in the 50.
I thought he was in that 50. In Funkmaster Flex 50.
Somebody, hey, I don't get my contacts in.
Stop. He's not in.
Nope.
Wow.
We have Remy Ma, Fabulous, Busta Rhymes, Cameron.
Cameron and don't put Snoop Dogg in there?
Mason 19, Young Thug is at 50.
Stop it.
And Snoop's not in there at all.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, you got Lloyd Banks in there, joint.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah. Because when I was looking, I was like, bro, like. Snoop wouldn't be in my five.
You got Young Thug in there at 50, and you don't have Snoop Dogg. That's crazy. So, all right. So at five, he has Drake.
So let's go through one through five.
My one through five, man. My one through five, honestly, is probably gonna be J M Andre 3000. Me personally, we are talking about Alive. It's kind of early, but I really want to say Jay and Kendrick. Cole, and Kendrick.
Cole and Kendrick. So that's going to be your.
So Rakim will probably be
that,
in like.
That's your top five. So say that one more time.
J, M, Andre 3000, J. Cole. And Kendrick. I don't know about which one as far as J. Cole and Kendrick.
Okay. Ooh,
probably
that's
in
tough.
That one. I'm
that's tough.
Because it's like. Will you just roll down? You know, I'll roll down the first half of the list because I can't even get to the second. But like Drake's impact has been crazy. But Drake Pack,
he's a culture vulture.
My goodness. His pen is questionable. And I feel like with that, skill is really like, because pen is half a skill.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, is he an incredible performer? Absolutely. He's a fantastic performer. He, you know what I'm saying, has been able to do incredible things and is definitely one of the top performers right now. However, I got a hard time putting him up there with people that are that don't have questionable pens, that are doing their thing. I got a really hard time to put that together. Who else is on there that I feel like should be? I love Push. Push is definitely not making my top five. I love Jada. He's not making my top five. Black Thought, skill level, absolutely incredible. Impact.
A lot of people don't know about Black Thought.
Which is why I can't give him a lot of impact. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If your mama don't know him, I can't give you impact. My mama don't know Black Thought. My now mama knows Drake.
Now that I think about it, which is kind of sad, a lot of people don't know about Black Thought, but a lot of people don't even know about The Roots.
Yeah.
And that's really sad.
KRS-One.
You don't even know about The Roots. You definitely don't even know about Black Thought. And Black Thought have dropped like many solo projects that has been amazing.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, probably like the most impactful thing that The Roots have done. I hate to say it, but it's
Don't say Jimmy Kimmel.
You know it's getting on Jimmy Fallon, bro. It's like that's where half of the United States knows them from.
That's sad.
But I mean, but that honestly, that's
2.0.
That is
breaking you off.
It's what to say about
that was impact, the Black man. Love anthem.
Hey, bro, you got to get past that to get the impact points, bro.
Jeez. All them years on the Chappelle Show.
That was only like 2 years.
I remember still like, yeah, they I feel like they came. They got lost in the shuffle.
Jada, I love Kiss, but he definitely not in my top five. He probably not in my top ten. I love Jada, Kiss, but he's probably he might be in my 15. He's definitely not in my top ten. Push, love Push.
Yeah, he's not in my top
10. He's definitely not in my top 10. I'm
going to keep it a buck. Is at 8 because of that whole Drake thing.
Big facts. Which was great. Love him for that. But
the
KRS-One. Slick Rick.
I don't know. The few guest verses he did, because he made like that whole,
that nigga, they got all these people over Wayne and Eminem. And Kanye. Understand.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Wayne would be in my top five.
I don't know if he would make my top five just because my top five is so tight, but he hands down is in my top 10. Like, you can't.
Wayne is
like
my top
the
five.
Carters. Like, Wayne was a monster. There's no way I'm putting Wayne under Drake. There's not. I can't. There's no way I'm putting Wayne under Drake.
I have to, because like Wayne consistently for years gave us, if it wasn't a feature, if he wasn't giving us a feature, it was an album or a mixtape.
And I ain't gonna lie. Recently, that lean don't caught up with him. It ain't been the same.
I mean, he's probably burnt out now.
Yeah, it ain't the same. But boy, like there was a stretch. There was at least a 5-6 year stretch of just, I got the butterflies when I heard that lighter flick. You said, oh.
Yeah.
Fire is coming. Like, oh.
Anytime.
Like, bars on the way.
Anytime you have to clear half of your iPod playlist out because Wayne has dropped another mixtape. He was getting to the point, he was dropping a mixtape every week. Any other person that I knew at that particular time was doing that was Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
Wasn't nobody dropping a mixtape every week. You dropping a mixtape weekly? You mean you giving me something next week? I haven't even processed this week yet. You giving me something next week? You can't deny them. You can't deny them. And then I'm still not over that whole Mona Lisa thing with Kendrick. Like, I wasn't even ready for that.
I remember when we first listened to the album, we listened to the album 3 times, back to back to back.
Yeah.
We were like, hold on, Wayne Drop? We was in Vegas. Wayne Drop? We're going back to the hotel.
Yeah.
We about to put this on our TV, and we about to dissect this thing back and forth. Wayne is 6 for me.
That's a bunch of this. I'm not happy about this list.
Yeah, I'm not.
Wait till you get the T.I.'s list.
I'm rolling this through mine.
If you think this list we're talking about now is gonna hurt your head, T.I.'s list, you're gonna throw your phone. I'm telling you that right now.
Like, just the fact, we giving Young Thug 50, right? So we talking about all the people that is not on this list, and he gave Young Thug 50. We talking about
is,
2 Chainz.
Is Game on that list?
No.
We talking about 2 Chainz. We talking about Royce the 5'9". We talking about
I can't believe I'm finna say this on wax, but
Jeezy.
Young Thug's new album right now is kinda riding. I'm not even gonna lie.
You cut your mic off though? You just put that under the sofa? You just
I'm not even gonna lie. I mean, like, you know, like, people got an album that ride, but
I hate Young Thug.
He's not beating nobody else on Body of Work.
He's not.
No impact.
Not at all.
And then skill level, he's like
Chance the Rapper,
middle of the pack.
You putting Young over Chance?
But bro,
Chance has had a whole new wave of this independent stuff.
It's not just him. Chance the Rapper, Joey Badass out of New York.
Chance is rich off of number 3 hats.
Big Crit.
Yeah.
Why Big Crit ain't on the list, man?
That was I understand that, but see, I expect more. I understand that just sitting here talking, it's easy to forget about some people. There's a whole lot of artists out there, and trying to make something like a top 50 is crazy. However, if you are Funk Flex is an industry staple. I need you to not forget people like Snoop Dogg. These are not people you are allowed to forget.
That's beyond me on how Snoop Dogg didn't make that list. Like,
yeah, because on T.I.'s list. So let's round out Flex's list. What are you changing on Flex's list on your top 10? Right, because we can go down and critique every individual entry, but on your list, where are you changing Flex's?
I feel like it's gonna be a part 2 to this podcast.
Oh, later. Definitely. We gotta like get into it a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So Dre and Nas getting knocked down 1. Rakim's getting knocked down a couple. Drake's getting knocked down a couple. J. Cole and Kendrick are going up. Push is getting knocked down a few. Jada's getting knocked down a few. Black Thought's getting knocked down.
Black Thought?
I hate this. It's all his skill is incredible, but his impact has not been. He's got a crossover. He hasn't crossed over, and it is what it is. I hate to say it, but KRS-One, same thing. Skill level's fantastic, but impact, body of work just ain't really there. Man. If my mama don't know you, I got them. It is what it is. Slick Rick. Same thing. I hate to say
Children's Story.
It's incredible. Well, I think Slick Rick's gonna be body of work because he had all them legal issues. Wayne got to go up about 15 spots. LL LL got to go up about 10 spots. M got to go up about 15 spots.
It's funny you said that, Joel, just real quick. I got into a heated debate with my coworker because he was highly upset that LL Cool J was over Eminem. And I had to break it down to him of why LL was over Eminem. Because without LL, Eminem would not be there.
LL is definitely incredibly high in body of work and impact. I don't think he's as high in skill level. He's not a skilled MC, but he is definitely not. When you're talking about just like actual like rappity rap rappers, LL is not going to be a person that comes to your mind. I think that, like, his impact is incredibly high, not just for, you know, it's for the longevity of his career. It's for his crossover. You know what I'm saying? Dude has been in the – which one is he in? He's in CSI Miami or whichever one those
things. CSI, like, isn't it he's the Navy Ops guy?
Yeah, that, and then he got that lip sync show. Yeah. That he's doing now.
Yeah, he's on. He hosts that. You know, just his crossover appeal. You can't. It's important. You know what I'm saying? When you're talking about impact, that's super important. The time that he's been in the industry is incredible and is not touched by many people, especially the time that he stayed relevant. You know, you only have. There's only so many people that have stayed to the level of relevancy, and not just the level of relevancy in underground hip hop culture or in hip hop culture, but like LL has been a household name for dang near his whole career.
The man was the face for FUBU, y'all. Let that sink in. The man sold FUBU back in the day.
Yeah. Kango.
FUBU is still selling in Walmart right now.
You know what I mean?
Let that sink in.
I need love, man. Like, it was, you know what I'm saying? He was very early on that, you know what I'm saying, in the wave of letting yourself be emotionally.
Are you saying LL was Drake before Drake?
I'm saying LL was Drake before Drake. You know what I'm saying? He was vulnerable.
Yeah, he went.
You know what I'm saying? I need love. You know what I mean?
I need love till mama said knock you out.
You know what I mean? Like, there wasn't a lot out there like that. That was pretty early.
I'm going back to Cali.
Especially for someone that did some aggressive rap, you know what I'm saying, that did have a bit of a, you know, he wasn't NWA, but he definitely had, you know what I'm saying, some aggressiveness to him. To show that, you know what I'm saying? NWA never gave you I Need Love. You know what I'm saying? Like he showed some range on that one.
And then we're
not gonna talk about my hat's like a Sharks fan, but
and then he took out Cool Mo D and Cannabis in the process.
Yeah. You know, so
he battle rap too.
LL there's not a lot of people that have messed with LL to be 100% honest. So how far down he is on this list is
And
is,
he went from a good. Pencil to a C battery.
So who else? 50, you got to crank 50 up higher than doggone 16.
Though?
Not too much higher. So this is what I say about 50. 50's first album was incredible. One of the most classic albums. Like just incredible. Every he had about 43 singles off that joint. Like every
if you had the principal singing, walking through the hallway singing Mini Man.
Bruh, Mini Man. Doggone. In the like, there literally was like 12 singles off of that album. Like, that album was incredible. Did he keep that pace up? No. Did he venture into other things and definitely had impact outside of rap? Yes. Yeah. You know, more so than most rappers? Absolutely. So you have to give him the extra credit for that. I think that he is more of a businessman than he is a rapper, at least at this point in his career.
Yeah.
He didn't have that hip hop longevity.
Shout out to Power.
Yeah. But I mean so what is your 10? Like you've what is your 10? Because we have a whole nother list. What is your 10? You just went through all the things.
I'm gonna say in no particular order because I would have to like legit sit here and try and like do some math. So count my numbers out. Jay, Andre, J. Cole, Kendrick, Lil Wayne, LL, Eminem, Kanye. What am I at?
You're at 8 right now.
I'm
you
at 8.
Two more.
Two more?
Two more? Two more? Don't go back and forth because this is going to be back and forth.
I got to. Kanye had like four classic albums that I had no skips on. I can't. Yeah. I can't not. Man, Cube is so low in this. That's crazy. Did I say Nas? Nas probably made top 10. Nas.
One more.
Rakim might get it. Rakim is not big on my list, but Rakim might have to make it in the top 10. I can't see anybody right now. I mean, honestly, like, maybe Snoop, but.
So you left Snoop?
looking at the people.
So honorable mention, Snoop.
Okay. And yeah. What is your top 10?
Woo. Jay, Andre, Nas, Eminem, Wayne, Busta.
Okay. That's the entry.
How many is that?
That's six.
Whoo wee. Kanye. Ice Cube.
Okay.
That's eight. That is tough.
Bruh, if you don't say J. Cole and Kendrick, we might have to fight, bruh. Keep it all the way.
J. Cole and Kendrick.
There,
man.
We go.
Right, so that's rounded out.
You can't. They two of the most.
But that's not in no order though.
No order.
Yeah.
I know J. Cole and Kendrick gonna be in there, but just trying to figure out where they're gonna fall at.
Yeah, I think, and at this point, the only thing that is holding them back, honestly,
is body of work. That's it.
I think their impact is only gonna grow. Their skill sets are incredible.
Out the roof.
I think at this point it's just body of work, and it's time. I think easily we're gonna be looking at both of them like we do everybody else on this list at the top. But
who was it that posted on Facebook Andre 3000 to J. Cole? Who was that?
I forgot somebody. Like bar for bar, they said.
Yeah, bar for bar, Andre 3000 to J. Cole.
I didn't really need like Andre to come out with some new music. That's what I really, really.
Honestly, I think
solidify everything that we want to say.
I think what's going to hurt that. I mean, honestly, if we really want to talk about body of work, like J. Cole probably got the body of work, because you got to remember, like Dre didn't. You know, first of all, Dre split almost all his albums with Big Boy.
Even if Dre split all the albums, he has the body of work.
I mean, they just didn't have that many. I mean, what? All right, Aquemini. AT Aliens.
Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music.
Idlewild soundtrack.
Stank on you.
The Love Below. Speaker which was box. His only. Or you not count Speaker Box.
Yeah, because he was a separate album.
Right. Have we had anything since then? Love Below was his last thing? Or Idlewild?
Yeah, one of those two. That's all
he had. He had one more, didn't he?
I don't know. Big Boy's done a lot since then. I don't really remember a lot from Dre. He's had some singles, but he ain't had no
yeah,
like.
He's
done some features.
That's probably what it was. It's probably with the features. Man, that cartoon didn't even last that long. We're not even gonna talk about
a cartoon. Still a cartoon.
Versus, I mean, so all right. So Cole has had the warm up. What was his second album?
What Draft Day, Training Day? What? Which one was it? I can't remember.
I don't have my phone to Google.
Whatever his second album was.
yeah.
What, 2014?
Forest Hills Drive.
KOD.
Yeah. Born Center.
And he had another one. For Your Eyes Only.
Yeah, For Your Eyes Only.
So they've had the same amount of albums. And that's not even counting Dreamville. I ain't gonna lie, like keep it a buck, like bro. If we're gonna take now, solo albums
before we do that, if you're gonna throw Dreamville in with J. Cole, are you gonna throw Goody Mob in with Dre?
Yeah, all the Dungeon
Fans
stuff.
That's a reach.
What you mean? That's a reach.
It's a reach.
It's not a reach.
It's a reach.
Dre was on a lot of Goody Mob stuff.
Dre was on a few Goody Mob. Yeah.
How many was J. Cole on Dreamville?
Like
five?
Move. Like but that's like half the album, though. Okay, also, Dreamville is his thing.
And, like, so they wasn't.
I ain't never seen.
Dungeon Family and Dungeon Mob.
They was in. But see, that's different. Like, they was in. They was. What's the word I'm looking for? They were contemporaries versus. That was J. Cole's group. It's different.
I mean, it was different.
J. Cole.
It's different how things were then than it is now. Cause they have separate group. J. Cole putting more people on. He was like, "Hey, this was a group effort. Like Goody Mob, Dungeon Family. It was a group effort. How they
So that's contribute. Different. You don't get the points okay, for cool. group efforts.
Okay, so we but if you had to my
look,
top ten,
you had to look at done, the you had to look at the Love Below versus
top
2014.
10, we got
to
keep going.
I'm sorry, I'm giving top 2014, 10. Bro.
Okay, that's fine. But you know, that's your, you put yours, he put theirs, I'm gonna put mine. All right, so I'm gonna go Jay-Z, Nas, Andre, Rakim. No, Jay-Z, Nas, Andre, Eminem, Rakim. I'm going, so that's five right there, right?
Jay-Z, Nas, Eminem, Rakim.
And that's I'm four. Going to say Snoop, Kendrick, J. Cole. Where am I at now?
Seven.
Lil Wayne, Ice Cube, and I'm at nine.
Yep.
I'm going to put Kanye. Yeah, but no in particular order.
So no LL in the top 10.
No.
LL ain't in none of our top 10, huh?
Well, he didn't make mine?
I thought he did. Did you say LL?
I don't think he made his.
He might not have made mine.
Yeah. He went on that whole spill about LL for 5 minutes and then dropped him out of the top 10.
See, that's why you got to write stuff down.
Sorry,
man.
Sorry, LL.
Well, you know.
I needed to practice this.
We can talk about this. Everybody,
I hate
can talk
DMX
about.
Didn't make top 10 either.
His impact wasn't that.
His impact was, man. I think we weren't there.
At a time.
I think we were too young for his impact.
But, like, it was just. So that was flex list. We're going to post flex list.
He couldn't stay out of jail.
Yeah. And now we're going to talk about a little bit. Where we at now?
Speaking of impact, man, Master P ain't on here, neither is he.
Where we at now?
Bro, that's
126.
We can't even talk about T.I.'s list.
Yeah.
No, we can't.
All right, so we're gonna have to recap this again for
we'll,
T.I.
We'll come back. We'll come back for the. For
and
the,
then
for
you
the
said Master P. That just opened it up to a whole nother.
That's like so much, like you know.
That's we, like impact. Like that's another one. Like impact.
Like you have to do Southern artists, like top 20.
Nah, I think
Southern
we
Southern artists.
I think we need to really classify what we want to do.
50 and you don't have Master P on here at all. That's crazy.
I'm going to tell you why.
Come on, Flex. Why?
I'm going to tell
Flex?
You why.
Because he's talking about record sales.
Straight off of impact.
You can't tell me. Bruh, No Limit Records. You want to talk about impact?
Okay, Joel.
And we go compare No Limit Records, Master P, to Young Thug?
Okay, Joel. Okay,
who was the off-brand result of goddamn Lil Wayne?
That is the exact reason why he's top 50.
That's trash.
Okay, what was the name of Wayne's album? The Barter 3? Okay, Young Thug's supposed to be a blood just like Lil Wayne. Okay, so you pretty much had a mini-me version of Lil Wayne. So all the hype was mixing up around that. All the hype of, Thug's supposed to take Wayne's place. Thug's supposed to be the new face of Cash Money, Young Money, all this, that, and the third. The whole Lil Wayne, Young Thug beef, that's, all this stuff was jumping up. That impact blew up, shuated.
That's garbage.
It is garbage.
They
I
got,
agree with
they
you.
Got Young
I'm
Thug
not look.
Over
I'm
Master
not.
P.
I'm not putting up an argument with
like
that.
I ain't talking about Silk the Shocker. I'm talking about Master P. Bruh, like, bruh.
I agree with you. I'm right here with you. But I'm telling you
that's
why.
Crazy.
It's that simple fact.
You got Big Sean over T.I. and Luda.
I think we have to come up with how we're gonna put our categories. Our stipulations.
He was in his category. He was just tripping.
Yeah. We
you can't, I mean, I know we from Atlanta, so obviously we're going to have T.I. and Luda higher. And I wasn't even no big T.I. fan, but you're not about to put Big Sean over T.I. and
you
Luda.
Got
that's
Red
crazy.
Man on this list and not Method Man.
Yeah.
And I love Red Man. No Method Man, but you got Red Man?
Yeah, low key, like, I'd have to fit them both or not at all. Like, I don't know if I could have just Red just.
And don't get me wrong, Red is raw, but you
absolutely.
Can't you so can't
one?
Have
Red or Method Man. Like if you had to drop, if you had to pick one,
honestly. But I'm putting DMX over both of them.
And I
if you had to pick one, which one?
I can't argue that either.
Because
DMX have a body of work over both of them.
Yeah,
I mean, even like honestly, I gotta say Impact too, like. I love Red and Mel, you know, and they had some movies out of it and everything. They did some things.
I don't
things,
know about
but,
the impact, because that'll be a tight race with Meth and DMX, because of the whole Wu-Tang spill.
Bro, DMX had.
Yeah, I'll go Method
well,
Man.
Well, first of all, you can't give. You can get out of Meth. You can't get out of Red. Red was just kind of. He wasn't even officially affiliated. He was just kind of around.
But then, if you go Red, they go back to the whole EPMD, Hit Squad, Def Jam crew. Remember when they had their beef when EPMD split up?
Bro, you still see people in Rough Riders jackets.
That's true. You still see people in Wu-Tang jackets. I got a Wu-Tang shirt in the car.
That's true. I mean, I feel like we're going to have to do a part two on this because we only hit one list. We already had an hour 30.
Yeah, like this was way tougher than I expected it to be.
Yeah, so
We only did our top 10.
We're
going to have to say that now. I mean, but like, who are we saying had was a bigger impact? Rough Riders or Wu-Tang?
Wu-Tang had a bigger impact. Wu-Tang influenced a culture. Wu-Tang influenced how, like,
everybody wanted a motorcycle when Rough Riders came out.
But that's it. What else did that, like, who else is getting, will you really think they'll do a biopic of Rough Riders?
Yes.
Yeah.
Between DMX.
I've already watched those biographies.
You know, Jadakiss, really, Sheik Luch.
Dragon.
The whole D-Block, Dragon.
Nah. I mean, I feel like y'all feel that way, but nah. It's not going to happen.
I mean, Wu-Tang, is they biopicked out already on Hulu?
Yeah, it is.
Shameless plug.
Also, it's like 90% made up, but.
I mean, it is, but I mean.
It's not just a biopic. It's based on a true story.
Well, we'll put that question on the Facebook page, and we'll get into that on Instagram. We'll actually drop Flex's list. We're not going to drop T.I.'s list because we're not going to talk about it just yet. So we're going to drop Flex list. What do you think about this? And this is going to be living rappers, right? Skill set, bars, impact, and body of work. Those are the three categories that he has them in right now. So we're going to drop that, talk about it, see what you say, see how you feel about it, and give any suggestion, and give us your top 10. We're going to write down our top 10s.
Got Kanye at 17. This list is crazy.
I mean, it is crazy, but that's why we're sitting here talking
about
it.
But they basing it on Kanye all the way up to now, because he done went crazy.
I mean, he may have went crazy, but, bro, like, he
you have to drop him a little bit.
But you don't, though. You just can't raise him no higher because then he falls off on the
his family is named after GPS directions.
Bro. Hey, that's not on any of these things. Family name is not on any of these.
I'm just saying,
bruh, Kanye has probably put out more, just off the top of my head without really doing a lot of thinking. Kanye has probably put out the most classic albums out of any artist I know.
Out of this list. I don't know.
Late Registration.
One.
Classic. What was this first one? I get them mixed up.
College Dropout.
College Dropout. Classic. For me, Graduation, I ain't had no skip on Graduation. I rolled right through that one.
That's three.
That's three classics.
Heartbreaks.
I wasn't a big 808 fan. That's probably where he started losing.
Wait, you just counted five J. Cole classics just a second ago.
That's three. Nah, we was counting all his albums.
Oh, okay. So how many, like...
2014 probably was my classic.
So that was
Late Registration, College Dropout, Graduation,
Edwin and Heartbreak.
Who else got three classic? El Chapo, albums, bro.
You gonna put that one on there?
No, no. I'm just laying it out.
I just say right there, just that's three classics.
Three classics.
So he's putting out,
and we're not talking about an album that has some good tracks on it. We talking about classic. You ain't have no skips. You listen to the skits on Late Registration. You listen to the skits on College Dropout.
So he had more classics than Ludacris. Ludacris had some classics.
Back for the First Time, honestly. But I'm not even gonna call Back for the First Time because I skipped on some of that. You know you skipped some tracks on that joint.
Red Light District.
You know you skipped some tracks on
Chicken
that joint,
and Beer?
Bro. Oh, you definitely skipped one more chicken.
So, I mean, like, if you're talking about 3 and 3.
Ice Cube?
What's his three classic albums?
Death Certificate, Lethal Injection.
If you got to think, you're reaching.
No, I'm not reaching. Because he put out a lot of albums.
But you're not putting them one. You're not putting them first.
I'm not. Because there's more than that. But we talking about class. We talking about
classic. So you already album. Got him in the top 10. What are you saying? Like, I don't understand what you're saying about.
I'm saying he's on 17 on this but list. But that's is not absolutely where you put his list. Flipping crazy.
He's not on your list. You put him higher. So we already talked about that. So yes, we're going to talk about how crazy the list is. That's why we're going to put it on Facebook. But I mean, we can go back and forth. You already put him where you felt he was going to be.
Bro, I just realized they
put him in the top 10.
I got a headache.
I put him in the top 10. So I think we good. We want to hear from everybody else.
Oh, really? Mine in the top 25 on this month.
We can talk about where Flex put him.
Did she even put out an album?
Nah, no, she's not there. But you know, it's Flex.
Yes. So, you know what I mean? He's going to have definitely New York bias, but some of it's just stupid.
I would put Papoose on him before I put Remy.
I would put Papoose on him before.
So, we'll talk about it. Everybody, appreciate you. If you hear this here with us right now, appreciate you listening. We're going to go back through these lists. We have our Chatting 2 tickets are still out. The password is UPod Nation. Please join us. We thank Ant for coming back. We're going to have some more people to talk about this other T.I.'s list and maybe some old Atlanta stuff. Joe, where can you find us?
Yeah, whatever, bro. Wherever you wake up and you look, we're going to be there.
Amen to that.
Google Play, Apple Music, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, like 6 other things that nobody really uses for real, but they dare if y'all randomly use those. Breaker, other things.
Hey, real talk now, we got like 6 listens on Breaker, so like whoever you are, we
first
appreciate
of all, you.
Any platform that you feel like using, they are there.
Yeah, whoever's on Breaker, though, I need y'all to step into a real streaming service for real, but
we get paid from Breaker.
We do, but I want better for y'all, though. I want to see better for y'all in your lives and your life decisions. We need to see y'all on one of those top 3, you know what I mean? But yeah, again, appreciate everybody that came out to the card event.
For sure.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We appreciate all of our hip hop heads that have had this conversation with us. We hope y'all hop on to the page and we can have another conversation there. Everybody that's not the hip hop fans that listen to us just because y'all like to hear the sound of our voices, we appreciate y'all too. If everybody that left 30 minutes ago, y'all whack, and I hope all the bad things in the world happen to you and
Whoa,
only you.
Somebody might come back and just hear the end of it.
Your mama doesn't love you for real. Yeah, that wasn't the mailman. That's your real dad.
Oh,
wow.
Bazing.
Yeah. Your dog didn't go live on a farm. He got hit by a car.
It's okay.
Joe,
you know
stop.
What I mean? We love it. We like it. Just listen to us. Give us your top 10. And we're going to be out this thing.
That's not a word. That's cancer.